Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Scott Burton, your host today, and for Shelley Delaney. Our first guests are from Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association to tell us about the Southeast Alaska Garden Conference in March at Centennial Hall, also about some classes and what people are doing right now in their gardens. We have Christy Hooten. She's the secretary of the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association. Christy, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Nice to have you. And Ed Byarski, a longtime member of the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association. Ed, welcome.
Good to be here.
It's nice to have you. All right. Should we get the details out first about this conference and then talk about gardening? All right.
Sounds good.
Tell us all about this. How many years have you been doing this conference?
It started out to be biannual.
Yes.
And
92 was the first one.
Okay.
Last one was 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So not we haven't been able to pull it off every couple of years, but hopefully we can do it again in two more years.
But there have been a few in places, Sitka and Haines and Skagway, also in the past 10 years.
Got it. And this year it's at Centennial Hall in March. And what's the purpose of this conference?
Education. We're bringing in some speakers from outside, plus locals, plus extension people from up north who will talk and, of course, most important, answer questions about garden issues here in Southeast Alaska and how to garden, how to grow more food, more flowers, more stuff, better, more efficiently.
Okay.
Get everybody ready for the first spring thaw out and get them inspired to garden.
Sounds good. And Christy, can you give us the details on this conference?
The details,
yeah.
Well.
Sort of what days and the dates and those kind of things?
Well, it'll be Friday, March 20th, opening at 12, ending at 5, and Saturday will be, I believe, 8 to 5, and then Sunday the 22nd from noon to 5.
Got it. And is this the kind of thing that we should sign up for now, or is it going to be kind of an open-door thing that people can swing through?
No, please go online to our website and purchase your tickets ahead of time. The website is seak-mastergardeners.org.
Okay.
The important thing, too, is if you sign up ahead of time, that is more than a week beforehand, included in the fee for the weekend is lunch. If you sign up at the last minute, you're on your own for lunch.
Got it. And will you be catering, Ed, the lunch for all of these folks?
Fortunately not. No, that isn't an option for us. So through Centennial Hall, we're working on that one.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Southeast Alaska Garden Conference in March in Centennial Hall. We'll come back to that in a minute and give you some details. But let's talk gardens right now in the middle of February, right? Or January 22nd.
I wish it were the middle of February.
Slow down.
What are people doing right now with gardening, Ed?
Well, at my house, I have garden seed catalogs on both sides of my chair. So ordering seeds is very important at this point.
Okay.
You know, reviewing what grew well and maybe what didn't. And then, of course, there's all these wonderful new stuff, new varieties to try. A lot of folks are still or continuing to garden indoors under lights. Lots of great new lights. I still got – I'm fairly low-tech with fluorescence, but I'm slowly getting into LEDs. So I've got fresh basil we're eating, have been growing for a while. I won't be starting garden vegetables. The earliest might be leeks at the end of February and then March and April. So that's where having those seed – packets and catalogs to tell you how soon to start seeds ahead of potential planting. We could hope in late April or early May, weather permitting.
All right. Christy, what does your garden life look like?
Mine is all covered and closed up, waiting for things to thaw out in the spring.
Backing up a little, you know, back into that warm December that we had, I heard of some weird stuff happening. Did you hear anything, things starting to pop a little early?
Oh, yes. Mm. There was garlic coming up already. I had folks mentioning crocus sprouting early, among other things. So, yeah, some stuff. And, well, like out at the Shrine of St. Therese, we have had, well, they're under the snow now, hellebores were blooming, which is actually fairly normal for, I mean, they're very early, the early hellebores that are called sometimes called Christmas rose. They were blooming at Christmas time this year. Nice white flowers. And now they're covered, and when the snow melts again, they will pop out again. So for those things that were coming up early, I suggest to people either throw spruce boughs over them. Now you could shovel snow over them if things get uncovered. We want to keep them dormant until it's more properly time for them to be sprouting, more like in March.
Right. Okay. And as we get towards March, I understand there's some classes in February people can take. Can you tell us about those, please?
Yeah. Through the Cooperative Extension Service, Darren Snyder will be offering the Alaska Master Gardener Certification class. It'll be 40 hours of class time on Monday evenings and some Saturday workshops. And also with the class is a minor requirement of 40 hours of service to the local gardening community.
Okay. Who should be thinking about a class like that? Do you need experience? Is this for Never Nevers?
This course is offered for the experienced gardener for more in-depth training. Okay. They do also offer every other year, I believe, a class for the inexperienced gardener.
Yeah. Darren asked that folks have gardened hopefully somewhere for at least a year to give them kind of the basics so they can be teaching to them about soils and fertility and how to grow specific crops and trees, shrubs, berries, pruning. I mean, there's a wide range of classes which will happen. And many of those are taught by or help. We help, the Master Gardeners help Darren teach classes. So we're trying to give out information that is most relevant to gardeners here who are taking the class.
Okay. If somebody wants to sign up for that class, Christy, how can they do that?
Let's see here. Well, you can email Darren at darren.snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, at alaska.edu. You can also go to www.uaf.edu/CES/districts/Juno/, and that'll take you to the main Cooperative Extension Service website. Lots of information about the office here, and you can sign up to get on their newsletter.
Got it. And what's the first date of that class, that Master Gardeners class?
Late February.
Yeah, late February.
I'm not sure about the date.
Okay.
And again, you can sign up. You can go to the Extension office, which is on 12th Street. Sign up in person there. Or you can even call Darren at his office number at
523-380-2.
All right. Sounds good. So that class in late February. And then again, your Southeast Alaska Garden Conference in March at Centennial Hall. Thinking about beginners, all right, so this class is for people who have about a year of gardening experience. What about our listeners right now who haven't gardened and they're thinking about getting into it this spring? Both of you, what would be your advice to them? What can they be doing right now? Is there like a go-to book?
Building their beds.
Yeah. Well,
their frames for their raised beds, I think, would be something you could be doing now.
Okay. Absolutely. And the Juno Garden Club has a great book, Southeast Alaska Gardening, which will be available at the garden conference, but is also available through local bookstores. So that's a good place to start. Corinne Conlon has written a book, likewise, on local gardening issues of all sorts. That one, too, I believe, is available locally.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be starting up Garden Talk with Matt Miller in hopefully late February, and we try to talk about what's happening what should be happening as we speak, pretty much. what to start, you know, what to be doing in your garden if there's not snow. If there is no snow, then indoors. And, of course, there's folks have ideas or questions, you know. Have to say that there's a YouTube video for just about anything out there if you want to grow how to grow potatoes or garlic or carrots.
Got it. And Christy, you mentioned building your beds right now. What are your
You have the space, you could, you know, start planning or start building, building your raised beds, you know, collecting your materials at least. Another thing is, you know, start thinking about, you know, starting your seedlings. Some seedlings take longer than others. I learned last year that lobelia will take a lot longer to flower. I didn't plan accordingly for that one, so I didn't have any blooms on my lobelia till late in the summer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start those earlier this year.
And some of the seeds are already, I've noticed some of the local retailers already have garden seeds. So, and I know one of the hot items is usually nasturtiums, that some of the places sell out of nasturtiums.
We're
growing more and more of them, and they're tasty and edible as well as colorful, and they grow well here.
Thinking about somebody's first raised bed, what would you, like dimensions-wise, how big should it be, and how deep should the soil be, things like that?
So width, think about the width of it, 4 feet wide maximum. You want to be able to reach across it from each side. Or reach everything in it from each side so you can weed and plant and do all that sort of thing. Okay. Length is as long as the boards you can get, you know. Mm-hmm. But also think for somebody starting new, start small. Start with one box, maybe 4x8 feet long, 12 inches deep, filled with good soil. And we'll certainly be talking about that at the garden conference, among other places. But start small, and folks say, okay, well, I've got some potatoes, I've got some lettuce, a few carrots, and one zucchini. Well, maybe. That pretty much takes it all up, all that space. And then think, I can do all this. I can keep up with it if they have a real job, too, or children or other. And then say, well, I can do this. I want to grow more. And then add another box. So you can kind of do that. And, of course, choose the good location. Sun as sunny as possible. And we'll hope the weather wizards, who are also going to be talking at the garden conference, the right. National Weather Service, will be there.
All right. So you build your four right now. We can build our 4x8x1 foot deep garden box, getting ready to put it out in the spring. And then we go to the conference in March. And that's where we can talk about getting our soil and the right pH and all that kind of stuff, probably, right? Can you give us the details once more on this conference and who should be coming? Both of you.
Gardeners. Gardeners obviously anyone. Should be coming or want to be gardeners. And the dates are March 20th through 22nd. So that's right over the equinox weekend, the beginning of spring. So
beginning of spring break.
Yeah,
so
it's the beginning of spring break.
To come.
And the end of that is then starts the gold medal basketball tournament too. Mm. So that's kind of maybe we'll get some people who come in a couple days early from outside Juneau, perhaps. So Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, Sunday afternoon. And go to the website, seak-mastergardeners.org, where you can see the schedules and buy tickets now.
Okay.
And we have adult tickets, a three-day pass for $125. And we also have a youth ticket this year, 18 and under. And from what we know, it's the beginning of spring break. So we'd like to encourage, you know, anyone under 18 to take advantage of that $75 three-day pass. And if you purchase tickets early, it does come with the lunch on Saturday. And then we also have the option to do one day at a time for $50.
Okay. And you mentioned if people sign up early, there's a free lunch involved. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. With the Saturday conference.
Yeah, Saturday lunch.
Got it. All right. To close, you two, it seems like you're both very passionate about gardening. For somebody who's never gardened before, what might you say to them to convince them to give it a try? Christy, shall we start with you?
You know, don't worry about killing things. I mean, that's just how it goes. You know, some things are going to do better in your yard than others. You know, you're going to have microclimates, different temperatures in different areas. Just keep trying and keep growing and have some fun.
All right, Ed.
The taste and the satisfaction of growing your own is great. And if you grow enough that you can share, it's even better.
All right. Meet these two at the Southeast Alaska Garden Conference, March 20th through the 22nd at Centennial Hall. For more information, give us the website one last time, please.
That's seak-mastergardeners.org, mastergardeners.org.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on the show, you two. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
And we'll probably be back in a month or so.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
I heard it in the wind last night. Sounded like applause. Did you get around resounding for you way up here? Seems like many dim years ago. Since I heard that face to face, or seen you face to face, though tonight I can feel you here. I get these notes on butterflies and lilac sprays from girls who just have to tell me they saw.